Yeah, they're not. Alton made something they called flapjacks, which was basically a waffle. Just didn't have the indentations in it.
So that would be served at breakfast time.
Yeah.
Okay. Eat it with syrup and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. How about anything fried? Like, do people make donuts or anything?
Not to my knowledge.
Of that type.
They went in for fried pies. So the same kind you can buy at Hardee's now, only better.
Made with fruit in them?
Yeah. Incidentally, we were in Canada 3 years ago. And I've been in Western Canada before, but this was Quebec or Quebec or whatever you want to call it. And rhubarb is a big deal up there. Rhubarb pie.
I've never eaten it.
It's good.
It was?
It's a little strange taste, but it's good. I mean, this is what you get in fast food places. Instead of fried apple or peach, you get fried rhubarb.
That sounds strange to me. Is it kind of a sour taste to it?
Yeah. It's sweet and sour at the same time. If they put sugar in it. I don't really know what you call it. It's not like sweet and sour pork, I'll tell you that. Or chicken.
How about kind of bread that you slice in loaves? Do people make
loaf bread?
Okay, is that a kind that you make at home or buy in store?
Either one.
Same term.
Yeah.
For both.
But usually, if you buy it in store, at that time when I was growing up, it was light bread.
In the store. Okay. Do you still call it that or?
Seldom.
Just bread.
Once in a while you hear the term light bread, but usually it's just bread.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly frequently you hear loaf bread.
Okay. All right. You getting bored yet? No? Okay. You're just sitting quiet.
He's learning a lot if he's listening that he probably never ever wanted to know.
I've learned a lot on doing all this. I really have. It's been interesting. What if you were going to eat something other than at meal time, like just in the afternoon? What would you call
usually
that?
A snack or snacky.
Okay.
And I know a couple of people call it grazing.
Is that a newer term?
You know, I don't know.
Huh.
An old retired school superintendent's the first one I ever heard
use it.
And you would know him being a school superintendent that he wasn't exactly a dummy. But that he was the first man I ever heard use.
It's like cow, huh? Do people grow peanuts here at all? Do they grow?
Yes, but just for their own use. It's not commercial.
Okay. Do they have any other terms for?
Goober.
Okay. Is that any particular kind or just in general? Peanuts.
Peanuts. Well, the original came out of Africa and it was goober in their language.
Okay.
As near as we can get to it.
They got a lot of different terms for those in different parts.
Old man Sandberg wrote a poem, something about, I think he was sitting under the gazebo or something. I can't say the word, but you know what I'm talking about. Making music and eating goober peas. Which is peanuts.
Is that a local? Would they locally?